It's Ireland's most talked about podcast. The only podcast with live callers and live debates. It's Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
You're very welcome to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy, recorded live at our studio at the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock in North County Dublin.
Now, you've been away for quite some time and there's something that Adrian wanted to discuss with you guys and me. And we said we'd do it on a little kind of a separate podcast, a shorter podcast, with no callers or anything like that, just our opinions because we're both very angry about this. And I'm sure you all know the story at this stage because it's been going on for a while. And we're talking about Jimmy Fallon. And
Conor McGregor.
Well, Conor McGregor on Jimmy Fallon.
Yeah. So there I was on my holidays the other day.
Because obviously you were away and you were out of
But I saw it. And it angered me greatly. So for those of you who don't know, I know an awful lot of you will know, the Tonight Show in the States is hosted by a guy called Jimmy Fallon. It's one of the most popular nighttime shows in the States. Been running for years, blah, 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 blah.
I always liked him, by the way.
Jimmy Fallon. So did I actually until this.
Something in a completely different light.
Conor McGregor, as you may be aware, is due to get back into the ring again for a fight on the 12th of July. Yeah. Great day to be an Irishman, the 12th.
I only noticed the date it's on.
He'll be in the ring on the 12th of July. Anyway, he appeared on Jimmy Fallon's program the other day.
Last week.
A 6-minute interview, basically to promote the fight and whatever. But fuck me, he got such an easy ride. It was unreal, considering that this man has been convicted by civil courts in Ireland of his involvement in a sexual assault. And
no, sorry, by the way, this is important. As we record this podcast, obviously people are listening to it as we record it. If you have a comment you want to make, feel free to make a comment about it. I know a lot of you have opinions on it. We didn't want to do a full conversation about it, partly because it's a one-sided conversation. I don't think anybody would be happy that man appeared on the TV. You watched it, did you?
I did. What did
you think of it?
Watched the whole thing. I just felt ill.
Yeah.
I felt ill that, basically that not once did Jimmy Fallon actually say to him, oh, by the way, Conor, there's this little issue that you have back in Ireland where a civil jury found you guilty of... I'm angry over it.
Let's explain to people, first of all, because and you're going to say, oh, they know, they don't, because I've been reading social media over the last, social media has ticks on it. But just to be clear and for clarity on what happened in the case, because people always think, oh, if he was guilty, he would have ended up behind bars. So here is the situation in the Irish courts and in courts in many countries. You have what's called a civil case and you have what's called a criminal case. So if you look back to 20 years' time, O.J. Simpson, 20 years ago, O.J. Simpson. O.J. Simpson in a criminal case.
That was actually 30 plus years
ago. Was it 30? Wow. Okay, time flies. Yeah. O.J. Simpson in the criminal case was found not guilty of murdering his wife and her friend. Was found not guilty. And he was as guilty as sin. Absolutely as guilty as sin. But in a criminal case, yeah, this is the big difference. In a criminal case, the jury has to believe beyond reasonable doubt. That's what they have to believe, yeah? They have to reach the verdict beyond reasonable doubt. And that's a very hard thing to get, especially in a sexual in a sexual case. So in the situation with Conor McGregor, obviously at the time the DPP felt that they didn't have enough evidence
to secure
a criminal conviction. Sexual assault, rape, anything about that is a very, very hard case to get a conviction on. And I'll tell you why. And I'm by no means, I studied law in college, I'm by no means a legal expert, but this makes sense, and this you need this for clarity. With a sexual assault case, you are really going on word, because usually in a sexual assault case, there's only two people present. There's never or very rarely witnesses, because it's two people in a room or wherever the alleged sexual assault
takes
place.
In the criminal courts, getting a conviction is much more difficult. So Nikita Hand very bravely took a civil case against McGregor, and in the High Court, in the case, the jury found that McGregor had assaulted Nikita Hand. Even though he denied it, he was ordered to pay her about €250,000 in damages, and so he was found guilty by a jury.
And that really annoys me when people say, oh, it was a money grab. It wasn't. If you were sexually assaulted or a family member of yours was sexually assaulted And the DPP turned around to you and says, well, we can't pursue the case in a criminal court. Damn right you would go to a civil court because you'd want some sort of justice. And again, with the O.J. Simpson case, the family, his wife's family, when he was found not guilty in the criminal court, what did they do? They pursued O.J. Simpson in a civil court, and he was found liable in the civil court and had to pay the damages. So it's never ever about money. It's about getting whatever. Some little bit of justice is better than no justice at all. So, with regards of Conor McGregor, he was found liable for the rape of Nikita Hand in a civil court, which means, by the way, it means that, and in simple English, if you are a jury, that you believe that it's more likely that the assault happened than not.
Yep.
Okay, it's more likely than not. So that's exactly what happened in that case. So that's been done. We all know what type of human... Conor McGregor, to me, is human. He's human feces, as far as I'm concerned.
And here's an interesting message from Rachel, and she says, I'm in the USA, and my son, who has an Irish passport, loves him. I keep telling him what a dick he is, but he is Irish and proud. My son is 11.
Wow. Now, I want to bring up this point as well, because this is very important. Mm. And we're going to get to why Jimmy Fallon had him on. There is a... And I'm not defending Jimmy Fallon, by the way. Shame on him for having...
Well, not even shame on him for having him on. Shame on him for the way he literally licked his hole for 6.5 minutes.
No.
Oh, Connor, you're great. Do you remember the time we went out for a drink, Connor?
Hey, buddy. Great to have you back. Buddy. That's all he kept saying to McGregor. Now, in his defense, if there is a defense, it is possible that Fallon did not know.
Stop.
I'm just saying, I have relations in the States, yeah? And they don't know about...
choose not to know.
No, they don't know.
I know it wasn't big news, but...
It wasn't big news.
When you have...
It should have been.
When you have people like Pink and Christina Ricci and...
Now it's big news. I'm delighted that this... In a way, it's good that interview actually happened, because a lot of Americans are now aware. But 2 weeks ago, I know relations of mine that live in the States would not have been aware of that court case. They wouldn't. So they'd be blissful. If you look at McGregor's, even his social media, most of his fans are actually Americans.
Yeah.
They're literally Americans who haven't got a clue what goes on outside America. Having said that, if he knew or he didn't know about that court case, supposing he didn't know
about... Who are you talking about? Jimmy Fallon?
Jimmy Fallon.
Of course he knows. He's not stupid. Of course he knows.
But supposing he didn't, yeah? They have a team. That show has a team of about 50
Therefore,
staff.
Therefore, he knows. Yeah.
Someone out of that team would have had to have known about the case, about Nikita, and tapped Jimmy on the shoulder and said, you know the way you have McGregor on tonight? You know he was found liable for rape in a court in Ireland. And they would have sat down like we do. We have these conversations all the time over the years about should we have certain people on the show or not. And surely a senior producer would have said, why would we have that?
I have absolutely no doubt in my heart and soul that Jimmy Fallon or the company that he works for know bloody well. They're not stupid. They get news wires in America. They do read the news. It may not have made national headlines in the States, but they would still have seen that news story.
Someone knew there. So
absolutely. Without a shadow.
And didn't have the balls to say to Fallon, you should not be interviewing this person.
That's the way it looks.
Now, you were saying that he gave McGregor an easy time. Which
he literally licked his hole for 6 minutes.
Like two buddies. That would have all been agreed upon. You know from doing interviews, when you do an interview with a celebrity, you're told that you can't mention... I interviewed a celebrity a couple of weeks ago who had a very high profile breakup recently. And in the notes I was given before interviewing the celebrity,
do not mention
such and such. So you don't mention it.
Need new carpets, flooring, beds, or furniture? Then head to Carpet Luxury Bedding and Furniture, where great value comes as standard. Don't miss their famous €500 stairs and landing package deal, covering up to 16 square yards of quality carpet, supplied and fitted. Looking for a modern update? Check out their fantastic range of laminate flooring and vinyls, available in a variety of styles to suit every home and budget. Expert advice, free measuring, and years of trusted service, Carpet Luxury Bedding and Furniture has everything you need to refresh your home. Visit the showroom today or shop online at carpetluxurybeddingandfurniture.com.
Let's just have a listen to a little bit of McGregor on The Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon the other day. Have a listen to this.
Last time we were here, do you remember we went out drinking?
That's right. Paddy Riley's bar.
You did.
Awesome.
Yeah,
a little sing song.
Yeah,
We have to do it again.
I know. And now it's your big return to the UFC. Connor, what's happening?
ready to rock, my man. 5 years out of the game, and I'm back. I'm excited to get back. Thank you.
Sorry, just stop it there for a sec. That's what annoyed me as well.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever about Fallon acting like a complete gobshite, licking his hole, as you say. The audience literally cheering
everything
at everything that slime bucket says. Everything he says, they're clapping and cheering and all that, like little sheep.
Okay, let's listen to it a little bit more.
New York City,
yeah.
New York City, Madison Square Garden, the same place.
Then you also knock someone out in 13 seconds once. I always wanted to ask, did you wish it lasted a little longer? Were you happy?
No, you know what? Ecstatic. Gone. In and out. Gone.
Yeah, exactly.
We don't get paid by the hour in there.
Yeah.
You know, it's a dangerous game.
So. Anyway, this back and forward went on for a couple of minutes of Jimmy Fallon literally licking Conor McGregor's arse for the whole time.
Did
talk about how he got the nickname The Notorious. Yeah. Notorious applies to a lot of things.
So it didn't touch on the civil case at all.
No, it didn't touch anything of the sort.
And to hear the audience clapping and cheering him like he's some sort of hero just absolutely infuriates me. And I'm thinking,
he talks about his children, his four children. They show a photograph of his 2-year-old young fella in boxing gear with the headgear on and everything else. And it's just...
It's a love-in.
He's bringing his kids to the match on the 12th of July, right?
Yeah.
Because he wants...
What discipline and what dedication and commitment to your craft can achieve. They're going to see their father walk out and see the adoration of 20 or 30,000 fans and, you know, a great performance. And I want to show them that. This is what hard work gets you.
Anyway, he went on and on and on and on. Anyway, the bottom line is...
You were angry when you heard that.
Yeah, no, I really was. And I'm looking at what Nikita Hand had to say. Well, firstly, Pink said... it's horrific that men still get platforms and are treated like celebrities despite the findings of the civil jury. That's what Pink said.
Brilliant. Yeah.
One of the biggest artists in the world. And actress Christina Ricci said, criticised the appearance. She said, why the absolute fuck is such a piece of human garbage being given a platform on Jimmy Fallon's show? Shame on you, Jimmy. And now... These social media posts have gotten very wide traction and getting very wide traction. And like you said, maybe it's at last highlighting what McGregor actually is and what he did. It just beggars belief. The Rape Crisis Centre have been hitting out about
it. It's just for Nikita herself. Like, obviously, he's never going to go away. I thought... after the findings of that court case, that he would at least be a bit humble and would literally keep a low profile and say, well, listen, people think I'm human trash now at the moment. I should keep a low profile. But then when you see him swanning out like a pigeon onto the stage there, chatting with his buddy, it beggars belief. It really does. The one positive, I think, that came out of this is that more people in America now know.
In fact, Nikita Han said, thank you, Pink. These are the type of famous people who we should be following, famous women who support and men who support victims. So she's thanking Pink for highlighting this on her platform. The point I'm trying to make is there are people in America who are very, very, very well aware of what McGregor is, what he has done. By the way, they're not the first sort of allegations like that against him, including in the States itself.
Yeah.
But I just find it absolutely disgusting that
here's a question for you.
On.
And Brody once asked this question, and she says, hey guys, why don't you interview him? I'd love to see the rat squirm, says Brody. Would we interview him if he rang now and said, I'll come home with you today? No, we wouldn't, because that would make us... Well, sorry, we might actually, if he would agree that we wouldn't give him an easy time.
Yeah.
That is the only condition that we would interview that man, yeah? Well, man, I don't even use that word. I'll use that word lightly. The only condition that we would interview him is on the condition that we could talk about anything, yeah?
Mm-hmm. But you're never going to get that. That's never going to happen. McGregor is never going to... Now, and Conor... By all means, we'd love to talk to you to tell your...
Well, we wouldn't love to talk to him, no.
Okay, yeah, love is a bit harsh. We'd talk to you, but not on the same basis that Jimmy Fallon talked to you, to literally sit there licking your arse for... for a couple of minutes.
The other thing I don't get, guys, is, and we all make mistakes, Jesus, myself and Adrian will put our hands up. Over our broadcast career, we've interviewed people that we shouldn't have had. You know, we've done topics that probably we shouldn't have done and all that. But the one thing is, we've always apologised when there's been a huge backlash. And people do get it wrong, yeah? Mm-hmm. Even someone like Fallon does get it wrong. Why has he not apologised to Nikita or to other victims of sexual abuse?
Because that would be admitting that he did wrong, and he has never admitted it. He has never, ever.
And he has daughters as well.
Yeah, I know.
That's it. And he's going drinking with, I just don't get it. And as I said, I always, when I see these things, I always feel sorry for, what's James saying? It was a civil case, lads, look it up. Sorry, James, have you not been listening for the last 12 minutes? We know it was a civil case. We know what a civil case is. He was found liable. And again, I'll repeat it, James. He was found liable in a civil case by a jury of his own peers, which means that a jury looked at all the... And we're not here to put this trial back on again. That a jury looked at all the evidence given by both sides and deemed that it was more probable that the assault happened than not. That's exactly what a civil case is. And again, James, let's not be rape apologists here. What it means is that in a criminal case, it's a lot harder to get a conviction. That's why a lot of women don't report sexual assaults, by the way. It's just so hard to get a conviction. So we know what a civil case is, James. I've studied law. Don't try and school me. But again, the one person we should be all thinking about is Nikita, because every time she tries to get her life back on track and get some closure, she opens up news sites and... and even I ended up having to apologise to her last week because I put the story up on my socials, and we're friends on social media, myself and herself. And then I went, oh Jesus, and I sent her a message saying, listen, I'm sorry for doing that, because it's bringing it all back. Every time this fucker gets mentioned in the news, and he's going to be everywhere
with this fight.
So don't tell me that rape allegations and all that ruin men's careers. That man's career is back on track.
Thinking about giving your home a fresh new look? At Carpet Luxury Bedding and Furniture, you'll find quality flooring, beds and furniture at prices you'll love. Customers across Dublin keep coming back for their famous €500 stairs and landing package deal. Up to 16 square yards, supplied and fitted. And if you're considering a bigger makeover, explore their great value laminate flooring and vinyl ranges. Perfect for busy family homes. Friendly service, expert fitting and unbeatable value. That's Carpet Luxury Bedding and Furniture. Visit the showroom or learn more at carpetluxurybeddingandfurniture.com.